Welcome back, or welcome. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we give you real news and great conversation every day. Be part of this conversation. Question of the hour is, have the Democrats lost the working person's vote? And if so, for how long? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My argument has been, there is much to criticize from Democrats, but when you stack up the policies that have actually been implemented over the last 50 years, there's simply no comparing the set of policies between Dems and Republicans. Democrats have achieved policy accomplishments that benefit, on balance, working people more than it does the billionaire class. Republicans have done exactly the opposite. Now, before we went to break, we had a caller, Keith from Broadhead. I had to let Keith go because we're on a clock here. But what Keith was raising was the Republican attacks on unionized or organized labor dating back to the 50s. Now, I have an interesting statistic exactly on this point. So this compares the share of income going to the top 10% of income earners over time to union membership over time. And would it surprise any one of you that since the 1950s, the share of income going to the top 10% of income earners has simply skyrocketed? It's higher now than it was when the Gilded Age was occurring. In other words, the richest of the rich have been taking home more of the income that this country produces than the other 90%, upwards approaching 50% of the income produced in this country goes now to the top 10%. And over that same period of time since the 1950s, union membership has what? Cratered, absolutely bottomed out. Again, bottoming out now somewhere just around 10%. Now there's some variation there. I don't think that those things are uncorrelated. There was a very concerted plan of attack dating back to the Nixon era, but really turbocharged under President Ronald Reagan, where there was an effort, very consistent, intentional, deliberate effort under every Republican administration to weaken the protections for workers that wanted to organize, to gut the National Labor Relations Board, and to basically bust up unions or simply fail in every way, shape, and form to enforce labor regulations that protect a worker's right to organize. Now, let's not forget the so-called First Amendment champions that you see now on the right. Well, the right to organize, to affiliate, to join a union is one of those fundamentally protected First Amendment rights. And in fact, it is enshrined in the First Amendment right alongside the right to free speech. Remember, the right of free speech and assembly. That means unions. Our government's failure to protect those rights, to ensure that workers stand on a bargaining footing that at least approaches that of the CEO class, the C-suite, and boards of directors, I think can be an explanatory variable for a lot of the income inequality that we see today. Join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Andrew from Detroit, you say what, sir?
Hi, Maggie. I've been listening. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I've been listening forever and ever and ever. It's about messaging. It's about messaging. And I think all of the caucuses, the Democratic caucuses in the House, they need to be speaking to who is the Democratic national leader. Mm-hmm. We've got to get messaging right. We do have the best economy in the world. We have lower inflation than the rest of the world. But I don't think the voters understand the difference between economy and your wallet. And I don't know what that's called either, but there is a difference. The economy is great, but your wallet sucks.
Andrew, I think that's extraordinarily well summarized. And I think one of the disconnects there, right, is that the wealth, the power of the U.S. economy no longer is benefiting working people. The power, the wealth, the growth in the U.S. economy, yep, that's going to the top 1%, the Elon Musks, the Howard Lutnicks, the Jeff Bezoses, the Warren Buffetts of this world. It is the trickle-up economy where our working productivity does not come back in increased wages and benefits for the working people. All of that wealth that we're creating, it's coming right out of our pocket, right up to the wealthiest among us. Thanks for your call, Andrew, and thanks for listening for so very long. Dick from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you say, Dick?
You said something about not paying attention at the beginning of this, and by that, I would agree, and you know who's not. The real hardcore mega base. All they listen to is their bubble, Fox, and other outlets similar. And here's what happens when you do that. I look at the paper today, and how does this correlate? These people that vote for him thinking he's the guy for the average guy. It's a huge article on what all these people you just mentioned want now in return. There's
yes,
nothing being talked about.
Dick, hang on. Don't drop off. Here was what I was about to raise, and this is a perfect setup for the next phase of this discussion, is that yesterday in this New York Times headline that said, "Have Democrats lost the white working class voter?" The New York Times also ran this article. Here's the headline. Trump boosters expect big returns on their investment. The shackles are off. That, Dick, is precisely to your point. Those were the two headlines. And to me, that it's like exactly, they're totally contrary. How does a working person think that Donald Trump, who's selling his administration to the highest bidder, is actually going to work for the middle class? That makes no sense. That article goes on to say this. Wealthy donors to the president-elect's campaign anticipate a, quote, more business-friendly, which is pretty generous, atmosphere, including the firing of Biden-era regulators. But here's the next line. President-elect's Donald Trump's to-do list from Mark Anderson, the venture capital billionaire from California, is long but specific. Limit the reach of federal regulations on AI, make room for cryptocurrencies, buy more military drones, and don't raise taxes on billionaires, give them a tax cut. Why is Donald Trump taking orders from billionaires when it's the middle class that put him into office? We discuss next. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.